Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests, correspondence, and inquiries for the WIBR Warn Radio Network to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. And by going to warn-usa.com, you can read the featured articles by the Watchman and also listen to the shows. This week we feature Apocalyptic Faith Battle. If you are human, you have faith in something. There is no such thing as someone with no faith. And our Prophecy Advocacy Persecuted Church Classic Warn Radio. This classic episode, Prophecy Advocacy Persecuted Church, gives an overview of today's persecuted peoples. And on DanaGlennSmith.com, we feature Lights of Mercy, Age of Darkness. The lights of mercy are to be ever bright, but as they are bright, so too is the darkness that fills the nations of men. The lights of mercy are revealed through the Son of God. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag Warn Radio or hashtag WatchmanIS216. On Instagram, use hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, find us by using hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe with hashtag Warn Radio. Join us on Parler with @WatchmanDGS. And join us on CloudHub with @WarnRadio. And you can listen to the shows from the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Deezer, Google Playcast, Anchor, and Podchaser. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good, and today, here we are.
Yeah, today is the 6th day of January, 2021. Yep. Brand new year.
Brand new year. We have a new group of Marxists that are coming in, so I hope you enjoy this next 4 years. I know that there are those that voted for these Marxists, and there was a bunch of Republicans that sucked out and did not want Trump in. So, I guess we're going to have the wrath of AOC and all the others. They are going to be cracking down a lot of arenas. But this is part of our Global Gospel 2020 World Advocacy Overview series. This is part one. We expect about 3 series. It could be more than that, but we don't want to go much longer than that. Now, Warn Radio has been a global advocate for the persecuted church, warning, teaching, preaching, and just being here. And we have been on global satellite, we have been on shortwave, and we have been on the internet globally for some time now. We're in over two decades now of gospel ministry in these last days. And when we say that, we mean in these last days, the last two decades plus. Because the first time we talked about what was happening or coming was back in 1973, 75, somewhere around in there, when I was talking to Tower about what was coming to America, which had been revealed through to me, which I didn't really know what to do with at the time. Nevertheless, that has nothing to do with anything except to say that prophecy goes on, troubles go on. And as we view the stuff that happened in D.C. today, we also see the fact that when you have a government that will not have a fair election, that have politicians that will not satisfy or will not even bother to look at the evidence, and when you cannot find justice in the courts or with the police or with the federal courts or with the Supreme Court or even with your legislatures and your Congress, then you've got problems. And the ultimate thing after that is protests on the street, violence on the street, and then there's goes to guns, and then there's war, and all of it is misery. Make no mistake about it. Many years ago, I started this, as I've said, and I have warned from the beginning that the problems in America are the sins of America. This country is filthy with the sins that it has. And to have a pastor like Warnock up there in Congress with the rest of them is only fitting, because he wants to abort babies. And there's no greater symbol of the whore of America and those who lead this country than Warnock himself, who is a profane pastor, and those who follow him are profane. And I stand with that, and he's not the only one. We have a lot of profane people. We have a lot of preachers that have gotten their reward in their pulpit, and I'm not going to spend all my time going through this, because frankly I've warned you for over two decades, and on your head be it. Now, since you wanted this, you've got it, and you're going to get it, and you're not going to like it, because with it comes judgment. This is what this is, and it's time for you to understand that those of you, especially Christians, are hoping to be taken out in a magical rapture at this time, will not be taken out. That's not saying that the Lord isn't coming back, but that's saying pointedly and in your face that persecution, that judgment must begin at the house of God. Then we, who are barely survived, where will the sinners and the ungodly stand? So let me tell you, what about America? Well, I'll tell you about America, but first let me tell you about North Korea. Where, if you're caught like one young woman was as she went into China to get away from North Korea, they sent her back. She's in a jail cell, and they ask her if she's a Christian, if she had met with Christians there, and if there's five questions they ask. This comes from, I think it is, Open Doors. But at any rate,
yes,
this particular one, if she answers and says yes, then her death will be either quick, but more than likely slow and agonizingly, so she lies. And in the meantime, after they go away, she prays and will ask for forgiveness. She's trapped in a stucco-walled cell with the paint peeling away, and there's nothing in there. Nothing on the floors, nothing. So, I will tell you about America, but first, let me tell you that in North Korea, we have many people just like her that are persecuted. And so you complain of your problems. Well, let me tell you about America then. But first, let me tell you about China. China, who has Christians, who had churches, big ones, and nice ones, growing. At one time it was reported, and we reported it, we followed the news directly from some of our sources, who said there were more Christians than communists in China. Well, the Chinese communists decided that they were going to take on God, and of course they don't care about abortion, just like Warnock does, not care about him. And see, abortion is a stench in the nostrils of God, along with all your other sins. Because that's blood, guilt, and it's murder. And God sees it that way. It's not God's plan. It's men lying to you. So in China, they decided that they would destroy all the churches, they would persecute the Christians, and now they're on the run, and there's some still waning in jail, like Wang Yi. So yes, while you complain about America, let me tell you about America. But first, let me tell you about India, whose BJP party, who came to power quite a number of years ago, and now Modi is at the head. Their one goal, their stated goal, even by some radicals there, was to rid the country of all Muslims and Christians. Now, in an updated form, and we will go through this today, they have made that we will get rid of all Muslims and Christians in India by 2021 of this year, by December 2021. We have reported over many years the persecutions, the death, the misery of the Christians that are in India. Meanwhile, as we have politicians from America swanning over China, mooching and loving Modi of India. Yes, let me tell you about America, but let me tell you about Pakistan, a place where a young woman by the name of Asiya Bibi was accused of blasphemy. She didn't do it, but she faced prison, and she was in prison facing death penalty. She was in there for 9.5 years, and finally, after 9.5 years, was acquitted. She moved away. But there are thousands of Christians that are persecuted, thrown in jail routinely in Pakistan. So I'll tell you about America, but let me tell you first, indeed, about Africa, and specifically the Fulani, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda, and other radical Islamic groups. For instance, in the latest, for a Christmas present on New Year's Eve, they attacked Christians in a village. And see, we find villages in Nigeria, Burkina Faso, Eritrea, and many other places in Africa. On this occasion, they killed and murdered as a Christmas present for Christians. So let me tell you about America. While you weep and mourn, and you will mourn for what is coming to this country, because the ones in Congress mean business. They don't care that you don't like it. So while these things begin to happen, let me tell you about America that indeed, in fact, these things will happen. That you will know the day that it started. And it was the day that they decided to make Biden president and put in a whole litany of some of the most ultimate radicals that you have ever seen in this nation. And they're not alone. They have a whole bunch. In fact, they are sick and tired of your Trump MAGA. They're tired and sick of your pro-Jesus movement, your pro-Israel movement, your pro-Make America Great movement, your nicey-nicey, lovey-dovey relationship, everything's wonderful, patriotism makes them sick. And they're going to destroy it if you give them the chance. So while you stand up and cheer the fact that they got elected and you denounce Trump once again for the riots in Washington that took place today and those that entered into the Capitol building, let me tell you one day that the whorehouse of D.C., the Department of Corruption, that place will be wiped clean one day. It will no longer be there. You can write this down. That on January 6, 2021, there will come a day when you will not have D.C. at all. It is a snake pit of vipers. Your system has failed you because you failed yourself. And so, while we have politicians that'll take money from Soros and many other dark sources, all in an effort to destroy America, to tear down the Constitution, they will find a way to change your Constitution, to remove the Second Amendment, to enforce the new rules, to go after every gun, to imprison anybody that opposes them. But they're not the ones that you're to fear. I will tell you who to fear, America. That will be the army that will follow. And in that, many will die. This is the Watchman, Dana Smith. And this is my statement on this day. May God bring you to repentance so you can obtain forgiveness. Read James 5. Now we're moving on.
Amen, Dana. That is it's a sad state of affairs that we're in. May God have mercy. And I, you know, like one of my friends said, he said, America deserves judgment. We've got a lot of blood on our hands. That's a sad state that we've come to that.
Yep. And any time, and I've seen a lot of these people hunker down and want abortion. Just like the children of Israel, we say the Judah, who was passing their children through fire unto Baal. God said it never even came into his mind, never thought about it, that this kind of a thing would happen. But it's blood guilt. I've written about blood guilt. I've preached on blood guilt. I've taught on blood guilt. And you can find blood guilt and the reward thereof all the way from the Torah to Revelation. Blood guilt and its events happened during the time of Christ and is in the Gospels. It's scattered throughout the prophets, and it's also in Revelation. You will be fed blood to drink. Congratulations, whore. For the whore has her drink, and people have drunk. Now,
unfortunately, I don't think people that should hear this show are listening.
Well,
maybe a few, I hope, gets a hold of somebody.
Well, it goes back to the story about the pastor. And they ask him, why do you keep preaching the same thing? He says, when you start listening, I'll stop preaching it. And then, of course, there was them when they wondered, you know, about all the stuff he was preaching. And he kept preaching. They got tired of it. And it became just like an old, one of my old teachers of Acts told me, Brother Davidson. He told us all. He said, when you preach in that pulpit, have your bags packed. Because if you preach the gospel, they're going to want to throw you out. If you preach the truth, many of them. Be prepared was the idea. Now, we're going to talk about clearing India of Muslims and Christians. Did you want to do that one? Read that, or do you want me to do it?
I can do that.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, 7 years ago, the Hindu leader, Rajwar Singh, made a controversial promise to rid India of its Muslim and Christian population. Party officials soon forced Singh out of the public eye, but videos of his hate speech resurfaced in 2019. The same year, Prime Minister Modi gained a second term in office. Attacks on Christians have risen annually since 2014, when Hindu nationalists first came to power under Prime Minister Modi and the BJP. And as the countdown to December 31st begins, Christians brace for a challenging year. There is a group called the RSS, a Hindu nationalist group, and they are very militant. The RSS has been able to flex its muscle under the BJP government. John Pudiate of the Bibles for the World explains, "They stated on the national media that they intend to make India free of Christians and Muslims by December 31st, 2021. They want to make India entirely Hindu, even if this deadline is extended to 2024. As this national worker reports, a clear threat remains." And we want a report of the major arenas of persecution that were repeated in 2020. Over and over again, we heard about them. North Korea, it's the top of the list for several years in a row. They're number one on the Open Doors list of worst countries for persecuted Christians. Well, that's really something to be proud of, isn't it? Then we have China and Nigeria, Pakistan, India, Eritrea, Sudan, Ethiopia, and many more that are persecuting Christians.
Well, there is no doubt that when we look at all of this, and especially as we look in here at India, for instance, we have been covering India for many, many years, going back over two decades now. And it's always been a tough place for Christians to be. It was dangerous. So the fact that when Modi got in and the BJP, one of the first things the Christian leaders there said was, and this was many years ago, that it was going to mean that the Christians and their persecution would increase. Persecution of Christians would increase. So in Global Gospel 2020, our world advocacy broadcast on usually a Wednesday night, and a 1 hour program covering this, and we follow this up on our websites. But we've been doing this through our prophecy news programs and through other programs, through our articles. We've been covering this. Now, in Global 2020, some of the key words that we're going to be looking at is faith, demonic strongholds, losing America, divide and conquer, a sea of Bibi, survival, apocalypse, coronavirus, COVID-19, plagues, pandemics, persecution, persecuted, knowing Christ, lockdowns, end of days, Christian hope, Christian resistance, Antichrist, Christian faith, unbelievers, Marxist, Antichrist, fruits of darkness, America, China, dragon, gospel hope, America coup, missions, dragon rise, lawlessness, prophecy, gospel, fellowship in Christ, the gospel of nations, and biblical prophecy. Now, in order to understand this whole thing, you need to understand faith and demonic strongholds. And we are going to read Ephesians 6 now. Are you ready to read that, Tower?
Sure. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 13. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand, stand."
Thank you. Well, there's one thing as we look at this just at the beginning, especially with the troubles in America. Number one, we need America strong and we need it free. We do not want a Marxist nation. So all those things that the Democrats are going to have to do depends upon a stalwart band of Republicans and many other Republicans who don't have guts to stand against anything. The one thing about keeping company with a lion in his cell is one day that lion may eat you. Make no mistake, Marxism does not retreat. It never goes backward. It goes forward. Once it gets a foothold like it has now, it's almost impossible to undo. Nevertheless, for the believer, you need to spend time right away fasting and praying. You need to understand spiritual warfare. When these particular people begin to start making laws that are counter to our Constitution and counter especially to the Word of God, you need to fast and pray and bind these spirits. Get together with your friends and bind them.
That's right. Amen.
And in 2 years, I think it's about 2 years, the House is up for a vote. And that's when you need to elect Republicans. And if there's some Democrats like Vernon Jones, and if you don't know who he is, you're missing something, because this is a guy who left the Democratic Party to come home to the Republicans. He knows what the Democratic Party is like. And so you need to vote, and you need to understand that there are many that will cheat in the election. And after this election, with nobody believing the Dominion machines really caused trouble, when I've seen the proof, I looked at the things. And even when there wasn't any proof, we had the word of some people during the Obama election from electors there. Even in Obama's election, they were cheating. Make no mistake, it's going to be hard to keep this nation back. Now, the other point is you need to pray. I pray thee, Father, that you would not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. Now, of course, the first part you may not like, but that's what Christ prayed. But the other part is keep them from evil. That's what you want to pray. You want to repeat the names and say that scripture and say, Father, keep us from the evil according to your word. Now, the other one, another one is that you need to pray is in Luke 24, 34, I think it is, through 36. And it says, watch and pray always that you will be counted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So you say, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray this and that, and you name the names, that we would be counted worthy to escape all these things. You go through the scripture in Jesus' name. This is how you pray scripture. You put yourself and your family, and then you believe it. And he said to pray always. It's a commandment. You get that? It's a commandment. The other one was a will verse. He willed to the Father, asking him that he would keep them from the evil. Now, there's a lot of Christians that face evil, but there's also a lot of Christians that in the long run, when you look at them, and the reason that they get killed so easy, they have no guns because they've already had them taken away. For seems forever, the nations never understood why Americans wanted their guns. Because we know that once the guns go, there's no way to defend yourself and to bring your country back. Make no mistake, folks, this is not fun, this is not easy, and this nation is not going to stand. And all those who are comfortable and who voted for Biden think, well, this is going to be fine. It isn't going to be fine. And Biden may not even last very long up there because these people have plans. Now.
Yes, they do. And it's not good. They're not good plans.
So we're looking at what we covered in 2020. On January 2nd is where we begin. Would you like to read our intro there?
Sure. We look at the top news and trends. Up front, we address the latest from China Aid on Wang Yi and his recent sentence. Further, we look at the push by certain groups to unleash ungodly policies on others who they deem to be at, who deem they deem as out of bounds. We will cover three sectors: wars and rumors of wars, America the Divided, and to church or not to church, along with other gospel news pertinent to this issue of coverage.
Now, one of the first things we covered was on January 15th, we talked about faith and demonic strongholds. Now, it's very important, and Paul, you know, did not bring that up in Ephesians just for the fun of it. You know, Tower, there's a reason he covers these principalities and powers.
That's right.
And our family has always had, you know, our kids were trained that way about the principalities and powers. When I pray and we're praying and we fast and if something's occurring, we bind the principalities and powers. Now, when we talk about this, you're not going to bind the will of God. If God has willed something, declared it, you're not going to bind that. So you have to understand and know the Word of God. And it's just like what happened with the election of Joe Biden. I told people long before this election, I've been waiting a year and a half for this election. I've known for a long time. And I knew that the minute Biden got in, that this would signal judgment. Now, we have gone through some judgment anyway. We've been going through judgment all along. But this is a different step up. Make no mistake about it. These are issues that are very, very important. You see, in a modern technical computer-filled world, people will look at this principalities and powers with skepticism. And they consider them as mere stories of the suspicious mind and the old world view. They don't like the old world view. They want the modern view that man can rise above his sins and they can have a perfect nation. And that's where Marx comes in. On paper, Marx and his dream of utopia is his way of describing a heaven on earth. Unfortunately, there's no such thing as a Marxist heaven on earth. They become impressive. And when you look at genocide, one of the biggest genocides that we have in the history of mankind are Marxist rulers and other demagogues who consider themselves to be God, like as in the Roman Empire, have took it upon themselves to kill their own citizens. Make no mistake, even the three Hebrew children faced in Babylon at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar death because they wouldn't bow down to the statue that declared that he was God. Now, if you fast forward to Revelation, and you know it very well, that through the mark of the beast and the image of the beast, people will be forced to take that mark. So we are not in any way, shape, or form far away from what you may consider as being the impossible. For the most part, that is, we find nations and people standing against Christianity. And there's also the truth that the gods of the nations are idols. That's the way they are. The scripture tells us that. But the fact also is that we continue to see miracles and signs and wonders, don't we, Tower?
We do. And now that things are going the way they are in America, I think that you may eventually see more miracles here. We haven't seen them because we haven't faced the persecution that they have overseas. And I think that, I don't know, maybe I'm just being negative, but I think things are going to get worse, and then we will see the miracles of God and the deliverances.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, we've reported on the miracles, and the miracles happened. In one particular instance, when a bunch of converts, and this was in the Middle East, the characters, the people involved, as well as the ministry, is not mentioned for safety of those, but the pastors were baptizing them, and a group of Muslims came along that knew what they were doing, and they started firing at them, we're going to kill every one of them. And all of a sudden, a great big cloud arrived, and a whirlwind of dust was so bad that these Islamists couldn't see to kill, couldn't see to shoot. And within this dust storm, this whirlwind or tornado, whatever it was, the Lord appeared and told them that who he was and that he had died for their sins. And this is a true story coming directly from the front. And the leader of that gang, that group, actually went to the pastor. He gave his heart to the Lord, and a lot of others followed. And we are seeing time and time again.
Not all the people seen the vision of the Lord.
No.
I think those, maybe their hearts were too hard.
But the thing of it is that we see these kind of Old Testament miracles, apostolic miracles, happening today. Now, make no mistake, in churches there are miracles in America. There's people talking about it. When we saw all the Christians standing up and having their various things, when Jonathan Cahn was there, there was all kinds of Christians postulating and prophesying, and you had some so-called prophets there prophesying, and every one of them prophesied. Well, there's a difference between a gut feeling and a true word of God and a true word that is prophetic directly from the throne of God. A whole lot of difference. Many of the churches today and Christians have a gift of prophecy, but they are not like an Old Testament prophet. And in all the years, and I can go back to 73, I haven't found one true prophet anywhere. I found a lot of so-called prophets, so-called apostles. So I don't care whether you like this or not, but the bottom line of it is that if you're a true prophet, you don't foolishly say things. Now, I hope and pray, and when God does judgment, I pray that the Lord in your judgment remember mercy. I pray that through this term that we see ahead of us, and it's going to be a rough ride, that the people will see the error of their ways and they will get out and elect and vote in the right people. Make no mistake, this is going to be sticky. You may never get your country back because these kind of people will do anything. And at the same time, I can tell you that people like Warnock and others, they're not going to tell you what they're really like. They're not going to, and I've heard this testimony from several of them. You know, when they're out campaigning, they don't tell you what they're going to do. Biden, he hasn't said nothing. So, at any rate. So there is the truth that the God of the nations are idols, and behind these idols are the demons and demonic strongholds. Now, these strongholds are entrenched in America. We do have, and we saw this during the riots, there was a number of the Antifa that were dancing around to the devil and doing all kinds of incantations. We know that there was a worldwide association of witches that were gathering to cast spells on Trump. The bottom line of it is that if Christians in America would have fasted and prayed and took on these powers as they should have, it could have been a different story. You can't just sit on your arse in church and think everything is going to work out. It's not. And you're not going to sit in your church and think that you're going to be safe when they come. You're not. The Romans thought that back in the time of Augustine. Actually, this particular event happened a long time ago, and it was in Rome when the Roman Empire was falling. And there was, I believe, 10 major persecution of Christians during the time. And during the latter portion of Rome, before it finally fell, they couldn't protect Rome, and pagan tribes attacked Rome. And one of the things that even the people who were not Christians did, they ran into the church at Rome for protection. Well, on several occasions when they did this, the pagan armies followed them into those and slaughtered them. And the reaction was so bad that Augustine had to write a paper telling them why God would allow this. Now, you can read Augustine's City of God online. But make no mistake about it, we see it happening overseas. Christians get slaughtered in their churches, burned in their churches, burned in their houses, killed in their houses. And if you're going to escape, you need to pray the prayer Christ said. You need to be awake. You need to be alert. And if they're persecuting you in this area, you need to get out of there and get going. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. If you're in your house and they come in, you're there to protect your family. If you're walking on the street and you see three men raping a woman, are you just going to sit there and say, well, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to intervene. No, we're here. And we have a right to protect ourselves and even protect someone else if we have to. And that also comes under the guise of blood guilt and when blood is allowed, when there is a purpose. And that has to do with saving a life. We don't do it in hatred. We don't look for killing and murdering. But we will do what we can to protect ourselves, to pray for deliverance, to pray for God to deliver us out of these things. So when we look at these particular things, in January, we were looking at a lot of the genocide of Christians. But see, even while we see that, we saw government leaders who were leading waves of persecution and oppression against different people groups within their own borders. And of course, that would be Nigeria, that would be China. There was also a lot of other nations, but the ones most familiar is Pakistan and India. And, you know, these are the things that you look at. A lot of genocide going on. Now, justice today has no real meaning on an international scale, because many times it's guided by pride, prejudice, and oppression. They make laws to satisfy those in power. Now, if you look at the UN, it's especially in their Security Council or in their Human Rights Council. You'll find some of the very nations whose own reputation for violating people's rights are in that commission. And we have been reporting, and many others have, many have been working on the front lines. And we have seen no nation stand up, have we, Tower? I mean,
no.
When was the last time we saw any nation really stand up? Even when ISIS went through the Middle East, what Obama did was send airplanes, and we expected the Kurds to fight the battle, which is what they did. And then when it was all said and done, we forsook the Kurds in a worse way. So the bottom line of it is that we make laws to satisfy those in power. And at the top of the list last year was the killing and oppression and murder of Christians. And it's still there today. And so while we look at the troubles in America, we need to look around, don't we, Tower?
That's right. There's people that are worse off than us, unimaginably. Can't even imagine the horrors and atrocities.
Now, you know, for me, I think the biggest thing when I look at the whole thing, and that is standing up for the persecuted peoples, bringing it to the forefront, letting people hear the shows, letting people know who the people are on the front lines. But then we were faced with something of a pandemic in January and February. It came out of nowhere. And it's really interesting when we look at it how convenient the pandemic was to help the Democrats.
Yeah.
and at the same time lock everybody down, keep everybody in their homes, destroy the businesses. Now, the problem with destroying the businesses in the inner cities, a majority of the riots that occurred where people were being, where the cities were being burned, were in places where Federal Reserve banks were. And the main areas that got burnt were people who had gotten loans through the government, and this was a particular program that Trump pushed and Ben Carson headed up. And it destroyed all those businesses in there. And it becomes a real estate acquisition plan to take back the inner city. Now, many years ago, I interviewed a guy who used to be a black ops sniper and became a Christian. And he said that he knew a lot of black people. And he says, these aren't colored black. These are black-hearted people. And they described to him that when this country begins to fall and the takeover happens, that they will allow gangs and groups to go about and pillage and light fires and kill and take whatever they want. Then they'll move in. So, as one politician said many years ago, if you think it's a coincidence, don't. There is no coincidences in politics and in Washington, D.C. Make no mistake, what has happened in America is not a coincidence. COVID just didn't happen. The burning of your inner cities just didn't happen. And the fact that Trump won, lost when he had more people anywhere, he had, and I conservatively say it's 85 million, although they may have the figure lower, because if you count all those voters and all their families, that's a big group.
Yeah.
And so that's how many were for Trump. But yet, unequivocally, the Dominion machines changed everything. And then there were those who did things in the middle of the night, things that weren't right. The Democrats didn't want to check into it. Republicans, of course, didn't want to do it. They didn't want to be bothered. Just get rid of Trump. Now, see, this is the big thing. You know, Trump was the one that, in the end, really loved America. Now, I have people that I know that didn't like him. But there's nobody that was more pro-Israel, pro-life, or anti-abortion, pro-Christian, pro-Israel, and pro-America than him. Nobody in the history. Nobody ever reached the employment numbers that he reached. Nobody anywhere at any time. All that is gone now because they succeeded, or so it looks like. There's not much hope left. If we wake up tomorrow and all of a sudden something happens and he stays, he's still got a Congress that's going to be run by the Democrats. And they'll begin impeachment as soon as they can.
That's right.
And so on February 19th of 2020, I wrote an article, Losing America, The Divide and Conquer. And it was at that time, a different era, I write. I was reminded of this during one of my morning visits to social media. What prompted all this was the fact of a billionaire liberal Bloomberg. I do not relate to these people at all. It is a wonder anyone can relate to someone with so much money. They throw it away like flushing a toilet. So it is that Mike Bloomberg is spending so much money we could feed many in the third world a bowl of rice for what he is wasting today. But it is his money. But it's not his money I disliked, I wrote. President Trump has money. He works and gives his salary away. He's trying to make this country great, yet they despise him, hate what he is doing, and even more, they hate those who work with him. But in the end, we know Bloomberg wasted millions and never succeeded. Yet the thing of it is, when we look at it all, they're even blaming Trump for what happened in D.C. today, which doesn't surprise me, since for 4 years they tried to impeach him. For 4 years, the press, the techies like Facebook, Twitter, and the others, as well as the Democrats and even Rhino Republicans all blame Trump for everything. So it's not surprising that, oh yeah, this too is Trump's fault. Well, when Trump is gone, who are you going to blame? When he is somewhere, maybe in one of his golf courses far away, you can't blame him. If I was a billionaire and someone treated me like that, I would say to hell with you. And I'd take my family and go somewhere. That's what a number of billionaires are trying to do right now. If there is a way to get to Pluto or to Mars or to the moon, they would do it. But in America today, it seems, Americans will follow anyone into the gutter. And that reminds me of the time that a billionaire took to social media in a video to tell us how to be a farmer. He dug a hole, put in a seed, watered the seed, which was one of the most ridiculous things I've seen. My grandfather was a dirt farmer. He would have laughed at this turkey. My other grandfather was a ranch. He had a cattle ranch in California. I come from that stock. Hard workers come from the land. You can't kid like that. You can't pretend because you don't relate to anybody. And the only thing you care about is your money. But every once in a while, someone comes along that says, you know, I want to help you. I'm going to work for nothing. And when you try to help them, and you even get deals made in Israel between the brothers Ishmael and Isaac and their kin, nobody sees it. And they blame you for everything. They work to steal the election so you wouldn't be around. And everything you do, they bitch about, they moan about, they gripe about, they blame you for everything. Well, may God bless President Trump. He won't like to see America fall. But he said, they're trying to get rid of me, and when they get rid of me, they're coming for you. Famous last words. Now that leaves us off about March, and we're not going to get into March tonight. But you know, when I look back at some of this stuff, Tower, I think, you know, are we going to see the day when we... You know,
makes you wonder how much longer we're going to stand.
I know. Well, you know, the thing of it is, there's nothing about these issues that are fun. But the point is that as we look at the world in chaos, America's in chaos.
Yes, it is.
And back during the eclipse...
August 2017.
And that eclipse pretty much divided America. I prophesied at the time that that was a sign from the Lord of how divided America was. And I don't have a public platform, and I ain't worried about it. And those who heard it, and those who didn't, too bad. But I prophesied about it, and it was worse than what I ever thought it could be. During the time of the double blue blood moons, ISIS began its big swing through the Middle East. It was the largest bloodletting of Christians that I have seen in recent memory. That too was a sign. And we also had a sign this year. But between all these things...
What was that sign?
You know, I can't remember that one. It was so, you know, it came and gone. I don't know which one that one was.
I don't either. I don't know why.
Talked about it when it came up. And it was the stars that appeared.
Oh, the Bethlehem Star.
Which we didn't see it here.
No, we weren't able to. That was disappointing.
But even that would emphasize something to pay attention about.
That's right.
I never seen it, but that's a minor thing. But the 2014-2015 double blood moons, that definitely was a sign.
And also the eclipse in 2017.
Yes, it was.
Yes, when the Lord told us that this nation was divided, I never expected to see it at this level. It's horrifying.
Yeah. And even today, there's those that we talk to, and they have not a clue. And they have not a clue as to the danger. Many of them have homes, nice retirement. They have no issues. They just want to be rid of Trump and rid of the violence. They blame everything from him. They're listening to the news that blames him for everything, and that's what they do. They even admitted that they're not going to treat Biden like they did Trump. Well, you're not even going to see Biden much. He hides in his basement all the time. He came out long enough today to condemn Trump for the violence. Then he went back down in his hole. Yeah, that's what he did. I was on social media this afternoon, and I've got a lot of social media. We're on a lot of social sites, news. Plus, I have my own news feed of sources, and the news was coming in right and left. I knew what was happening right away from sources that were there. But it doesn't surprise me.
No.
I told people this morning that they need to watch, because this thing is not going to be good. And then you got tonight. Tonight's going to be the kicker. Tonight.
Yes.
But our hope is in the Lord, folks.
That's right.
And I'm covering this to let you know that we know what's going on. That the Lord is in charge. And he is allowing this for a purpose. And we may not know it. But God has not forsaken his people. He may be calling America, you know, to stand for its sins right now, as he did other nations. But make no mistake, he has a purpose, an eternal purpose, and he has the purpose of his people, those who call upon his name, number one on his mind and heart. So seek the Lord, get close to him, pray those prayers, be positive, open the door. One thing I say all the time, I open the door to tomorrow with faith and not fear.
Amen.
Having done all to stand, we must stand. We must be together in prayer. If you want to get together, you get on our various things. We've got a Christian group in MeWe. We got a Christian group on USA.life. You can come by our websites. We're working on a third site. I cannot at this time tell you what it is, because it's prepared for another time. Because there's a lot of things that I'm preparing for that you may not even be willing to go there yet.
Say, I was wondering if I have time to read that Statement of Faith by Pastor Paul.
You do.
Okay. I'd like to read that now.
Okay.
This comes to us from Pastor Paul, Bibles for the Mideast, and this is his statement of faith. I am part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. The die has been cast. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I won't lower my back, or I won't look back. Let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense, and my future is secure. I am finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, chintzy giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotion, platitudes, or popularity. I now live by presence, lean by faith, love by patience, lift by prayer, and labor by power. My pace is set. My gait is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companions few. My guide reliable. My mission clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversity, negotiate at the table of the enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. I must go until heaven returns, give until I drop, preach until all know, and work until he comes. And when he comes to get his own, he will have no problem recognizing me. My colors will be clear. And that is Pastor Paul's statement of faith from the Bibles for the Mideast.
Now, if there was one person on this planet that was a prophet, it would be him. But actually, he is an apostle to the Muslims. Now, he's never said this, but that's what I consider him as. And I mean, with the same power, the same call, the same love, the same dedication as the apostles had.
That's right. Amen.
So that is Pastor Paul, Bibles for the Mideast, and even he may be embarrassed for me to have said that. But I say it in all honesty, in all the truth I have. We're going to have to go.
Okay, well, thanks for listening, everybody. We're glad you joined us for our special 2020 for advocacy for the persecuted church. We love you, and we pray for you. And please pray for America. Pray for your brothers and sisters that are persecuted. And good night, everybody. God be with you.
Well, thank you for listening. This is part one. We're looking at a couple of other parts at least. We don't want to take it on too long. But this is The Watchman. And for Tower, she said good night. I say good night. God bless. May the Lord guide you and keep you and bless you during this time. And don't forget to go by our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Good night. God bless. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio.